Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Shane, S-C-H-A-N-E, Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Watkins as described in my report of 6-17-20, period. He currently is a 44-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 10-30-19, but he was lifting a box of 6-10s. Period, he was taped to other cases. Period, when he took it, he also pulled a few others with it, pulling his back. Period, he went to Inspira emergency room in July of 2022. Period, he did undergo injections on his back on 9/14/22, 9/1/21, 5/17/21, and 2/15/20. Period, he understands his diagnosis to be problems at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. He did receive injections that helped for 5 to 8 months. Period. He continued to receive treatment from Dr. Smith, Dr. Mitchell, and Dr. Paul. Period. He said he had this case has not yet settled. Period. New paragraph. As per the records that were not previously available, he was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 2/23/21. Period. He previously treated with Dr. Cunningham in Vineland. Period. Also treated at Fabrizio, F-A-B-R-I-Z-I-O, chiropractic in Vineland for 1 day in 2019. Period. He had been involved in one motor vehicle accident in 1997. Period. He did not go to the hospital, but injured his neck. Period. He had therapy and was in litigation. Period. Dr. Mitchell also learned that in 2018, he injured his left ankle and right wrist. Period. He treated for 4 months. Period. He returned to work and had no issues afterwards. Period. He did not see any providers under his own insurance. Period. In October 2019, he was pulling a case tied to two others and felt a pop in his back. Period. He asserted this was the first time he injured his lower back. Period. He went to a chiropractor for 1 day on his own. Period. He then treated under workers' compensation for the next 5 to 6 months. Period. He received treatment, including an MRI and injections. Period. He was seeing Dr. Mitchell due to continued symptoms. Period. He performed an evaluation and reviewed the MRI from 12/2/18, identifying degenerative discogenic changes at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. He also referenced my report of 6/17/20. Period. He had been placed at maximum medical improvement in February 2020. Period. He had significant resolution of symptoms after lumbar epidural injection and returned to work. Period. Dr. Mitchell recommended updated diagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph on 3/26/21. He underwent x-rays to be inserted here as well as an MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 5/17/21. He underwent an epidural injection to the lumbar spine by Dr. Paul. Period. This was repeated on 9/1/21. Period. he continued to see Dr. Paul and Dr. Mitchell, running through 9/17/21 period. He had participated in physical therapy and work hardening period. At that juncture, they discussed the possibility of provocative lumbar discography if he did not obtain meaningful improvement with the facet joint injections. Pretty underwent these injections on 9/1/21 with excellent relief with no residual pain. Pretty had no back pain or leg pain. Period. He had completed therapy. Period. He was cleared to return to work without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was confrontational, uncooperative, and uncooperative from the outset of the evaluation. Pretty stated, quote, what's the purpose of this exam? Question mark. To deny me again? Question mark. Period. There's no point. Exclamation point. Close quotation marks. He claims he did not get any injections because they were denied by this evaluator. Period. He said he has undergone 4 injections on each side by Dr. Smith up through a few days ago. Period. He claimed he was told he was a good surgical candidate, but was concerned about how long he would be out of work. Period. Extremities upper normal, lower normal, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar normal. Impressions on 10/30/19, Shane Watkins was injured at work as marked in my prior report. Period since evaluated here. He sought additional treatment with Dr. Smith for pain management, but he also was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell and for additional injections by Dr. Paul. Period. Updated MRI was done on 3/26/21 to be inserted here. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. As of 9/17/21, he was asymptomatic and cleared to return to work. Period. Paragraph, it remains evident that the petitioner had previously been injured on several occasions. Period. He currently denies injuring his neck and back in a motor vehicle accident in October 1999. Period. He previously indicated this was the case and he had MRI studies at that time. Period. He denied being involved in a motor vehicle accident on 8/28/98 or on any other occasion. Period. New paragraph, his clinical exam is entirely normal. Period. New paragraph, this case continues to represent 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.